Amy McQueen, who is the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation Executive Director, tells KCSI KOAK Radio that the Community Challenge Grant supporting the Clarinda School District successfully reached its fundraising goal, and now they are looking forward to the September 8th PEPL vote in Clarinda.
I think the first thing we visited about last month that I wanted to kind of let everybody know that we did meet the goal for the challenge grant.
Super.
For the school. So I think, if I have my figures right, I think all in all, between the challenge grant and the grant that the Clarinda Foundation initially gave to the school, I think we raised $600,000 for the school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
600 grand.
I hope that's right. But a lot of money.
Yeah.
To help them do some projects that they didn't have the funding for. So
do you have any idea what those may be?
There's going to be some infrastructure improvements to the buildings, HVAC, all of those types of things that
Gosh, HVAC is one of those
fun.
That, yeah. But the truth of the matter is, you talk about HVAC and you never see HVAC, but walk into your school in late August and see how important HVAC is.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is super important, and it is expensive, and it requires maintenance.
Or when it's January and it's minus 14 and your kiddos are freezing in the school because it's not working.
Shivering and the boiler's not working or whatever your system is. Yeah, it's a problem.
The last time that I visited with Mr. Privy about that, they were having to order parts for our HVAC system on eBay or get them custom made from a place in Canada. So, I mean, it's just, it's aged, and we need to support the school because that's, again, a driver for economic development and people come into our community.
I would think so. That's one of the number one questions, is it not?
Oh, absolutely.
Education.
How's your school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct. And the administrative team and the team there at the school is doing a great job, have turned some things around, and they work cohesively with not just themselves, but with other entities in town, obviously, between the foundation and here with economic development. So it's refreshing to see the partnerships that are coming out of what could have been a terrible situation, and we're trying to improve it however we can get it done.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the PEPL.
You're making it happen. Let's talk about the PEPL.
The PEPL. So the PEPL.
Physical plant and equipment levy.
Yeah. So this money can only be used for certain things,
yes,
which is literally physical stuff. It can't be pie in the sky kind of things. So because of the property tax reform, and I'm going to preface this that I do not completely understand school finance. It's
You know what, Amy? I would challenge most people outside of people that are directly involved in the education system to explain it to me.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult. So I apologize if I kind of talk in circles, but I understand what the PEPL is and what the SAVE dollars do. Because of the property tax reform, we're losing some significant funds for our SAVE dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so September 8th, we'll have a special election that is for the voted PEPL.
Okay.
And it'll be a 10-year levy, $200,000 a year, which is, in the whole scheme of things, when you think about, that doesn't go very far,
right,
when we have the massive infrastructure needs that we have. But Mr. Privia did a great job of using the money fiscally responsible for the addition on the junior senior high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we had money left over from that, from the SAVE dollars, to be able to do some of these other infrastructure projects. So this is just going to be padding that fund back so that we have money for emergency kind of situations.
Amy McQueen, who is the Clarinda Economic Development Corporation Executive Director, talking with KCSI KOAK Radio about a couple of exciting goals met and projects upcoming. Thanks to Amy McQueen for her time and that information.